Hachette Audio presents The Magnificent Ruins, a novel written by Nayantara Roy, read by Deepa Samuel. I love her, and that's the beginning and end of everything. F. Scott Fitzgerald. A secret is a terrible thing. It starts as a single inhalation, a fragment of bacteria that enters your bloodstream, multiplying immediately or over centuries, 1,000 neural networks of secrets emerging from the first. As a family, we were long practiced in the art of secrets, trading one deception for the other through generations, weaving an intricate silk screen that prevented the outside world from knowing who we might turn into. But that night on the terrace, confronted by the body that we had taken life from, I wondered if there would be no hiding this time. A secret is a terrible thing, unless there was honor in keeping it. Brooklyn, 2015. 1. In the middle of that summer, I inherited my grandfather's house in India. There were 5 sprawling floors of it, home to my mother, my grandmother, and their extended family, 8,000 miles away from my apartment in Brooklyn. The first time that my mother called that day was at 7:15 a.m. I let the phone ring through because we had not spoken in 14 months, and I was steaming my skirt, and I did not know yet that my grandfather was dead. It was my birthday, and I assumed that, despite the countless others she had missed, this year she had decided that she would like to talk to me. It would not occur to her that I might be late for work if I stopped to take a call from a mother who had remained silent for 14 months. It was my mother's way to remain silent. We might have argued about a minor difference. I do not like stew, thereby her stew, or a crevasse of a grievance. At 16, I had allowed my stepmother to formally adopt me to be able to live with my father and her in Connecticut. Indian law did not allow a man to take his child out of the country unless he had a wife, i.e. a caregiver. Nurture considered the prime function of femininity. After that, my mother had said, "My doors are closed to you forever," a favorite phrase which had meant 6.5 weeks at the time. The pattern, like the infinite loops of a familiar blanket.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?